This is Arville Purvis, Brother Trucker, with another one of my well-thought-out opinions. And if you don't like it, I hope your lava lamp has a Mount St. Helens eruption and wipes out your TV and popular regions of your living room. I don't get many days at home, and when I do, I like to put my fat butt in bed and leave it there for as long as humanly possible. You know, after so many days of sleeping in a moving truck, it feels good to lie down in something that's not turning left or turning right or taking off or slowing down or shaking, except when my wife Viola May starts snoring, which feels like the New Madrid fault is collapsing. But here I was the other morning in blissful snooze when my phone started ringing. At 5:30 a freaking M on a Saturday morning. I figured it must be some kind of dire emergency, like the donut store caught on fire or the XFL got canceled again, to call me this early. But it was my 9-year-old nephew, Grayson Purvis. Now, first off, why would 9-year-old Grayson Purvis be up at 5:30 on a Saturday morning? Second off, why is 9-year-old Grayson Purvis calling Uncle Arville Purvis at 5:30 on a Saturday morning? And third off, who in the hell gave 9-year-old Grayson Purvis his own cell phone to call Uncle Arville Purvis at 5:30 on a Saturday morning? Well, I did something dumb that morning. I answered the phone. Uncle Arville Purvis, he said, would you buy me a skin? Now, that's not the kind of a question I'm used to getting at 5:30 on a Saturday morning. Do you want home fries with that? Is the gas tank full? Is the pee can full? Those are the questions I normally get that early. Anyway, I asked him what kind of skin he wanted. Coyote, wolf, bear, snake, human? No, he said danger cat. I told him it's probably not legal to get skins from endangered cats. No, he said Danger Cat, the cartoon. Then he told me he was playing this game on his computer and he could make his character look like this Danger Cat critter if I bought what's called a skin. And he explained all this to me out of a sound sleep at 5:30 on a Saturday morning. Well, since I was still shaking sleeping powder out of the deep recesses of my brain, I dared to ask how much this Danger Cat skin would cost. And he said, and I quote, "It's on sale today, Uncle. Only $55. Only $55 to make his computer guy look like some damn cat? For 55 cents, I'll print a picture of this danger cat, cut it, and paste it on a screen." By this time, I was fully awake, very coherent, and moderately outraged at my sister for giving him a phone. Then he said all I had to do was give him my 4-letter code. I said, "Son, what are you talking about with this 4-letter code?" He said, "The one you have in your wallet." I told him, "I don't know anything about no 4-letter code. What 4 letters? He said, "VISA, Visa, kid wanted my credit card number." I remember when I was a kid, we all wanted that box of cereal we wouldn't eat with a 10-foot spoon only because it had some record on the back of the box of a 90-second Batman story that you had to cut off the box and it'd only play about 5 times, tops, and your folks would lose their minds because they wasted maybe a buck and a quarter on that nasty cereal. Now, I'm just picturing asking my mom for her BISA code to buy a $55 skin on sale at 5:30 on a Saturday morning. I'd be more worried about my own skin. Yeah. All right, fire it up, Chuck. That's my other driver, Chuck. He's about 4 letters shy of a full alphabet, but he drives real good, and he don't need no $55 endangered cat skins on sale at 5:30 on a Saturday morning. This is Arville Purvis, Brother Trucker, and that's a Big 10 4 over now.